Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Our challenges are meant to follow a daily and weekly rhythm to help us learn what it means to follow Jesus, even in a busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus in the first place, I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course first. It'll be a great introduction to the kind of things we build on in these challenges. These challenges follow a rhythm. Every Monday, we introduce a new idea. Every Tuesday, we see what the Bible has to say about that. Every Wednesday, we see how the Bible challenges and transforms our thinking. And then Thursday, we try to let it transform our actions. Friday's a day for reflection and prayer. And Saturday's a day for rest, which is a big part of this series right now on work and rest. Then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community, because following Jesus isn't something you can do alone. We're going to be starting a new Christian community, a new church in Ajax. We're starting some public events soon. We have a poll going on right now on our website. We'd love to hear from you if you'd like to be part of our upcoming events this fall. Now, a lot's been written recently on the millennials, the generation of those who were born after about 1982, and their different values as they enter the workplace. And one of the things that's been said quite often is that millennials really value work-life balance. One company surveyed their millennial workers and found about 28% of them said that the work-life balance was worse than they had expected when they joined the company. And that's not a small thing for millennials. 71% of the millennials say that their work seriously interferes with their personal lives. Only 63% of other workers say the same. And it's not just millennials. Across the board, 15% of male workers and 21% of female workers say that they would seriously consider reducing their hours and reducing their pay if it meant they could have more time at home. Now, that's one kind of work-life balance, having to do with enough time for commuting, enough time at home, enough time to do what we need to do in life. But there's another kind of work-life balance as well, and that's whether our work and our values are in balance, whether we're able to be at work as a follower of Jesus, doing what we do. As you might know, I teach a course called Christianity 101. It's on our app and website, but of course I've taught it live as well, and we'll be teaching a live course this fall in Whitby. You can find information on our website or in the app if you're interested in joining that course in person. There was somebody who took that course once who came to me and said, "I'm not sure I can be a follower of Jesus in my job. See, I'm a debt collector. I make the phone calls to people who haven't paid their bills. And sometimes I don't like the way I have to do it. I don't like the way I'm supposed to do it. And I just feel dirty. And I'm not sure, can I be a Christian and a debt collector?" It's not uncommon to feel that way in all sorts of industries. People in real estate, people in business, people in construction, people in any number of industries find themselves with those certain days where they wonder, is my work in conflict with my values? Am I able to really be who I claim to be, both at work and at church, both at work and at home? Can I have integrity? Can I have consistency in my life? Well, this week we're going to look at that. We're going to look at what it means to be balanced in life, to balance our work and rest, not just to balance life and work, but to balance our values in life and our values in work. In the meantime, though, I have a question for you to consider, and I hope you'll share it with somebody you know. Our question for you today is your work ever in conflict with your values? Is there a story of a time when that was a conflict? And if so, maybe you can share it with somebody you know, somebody from the train or bus, somebody from work, or somebody from the neighborhood. Share with them this challenge teaching, and then see if they have a story of a time their work and their values have been in conflict as well. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.